Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Saw it all over the world yesterday. People that have parasocial relationships with Taylor Swift were crying, literally crying yesterday when they found out that Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. Now, if you don't know what a parasocial relationship is, it's an emotional attachment you have to a celebrity. They don't know who you are.
That's why my relationship with Taylor Swift isn't parasocial, because I know deep down she knows who I am. She's my close personal friend.
Now, I did find yesterday, especially because you got me into this whole thing. I watched the podcast a couple of weeks ago also, and they are such an endearing couple. And when I found out that they were engaged yesterday, it did bring a smile to my face. They just do seem like, look, you root for people that find their person, and they certainly seem like they found each other and they are each other's person, right? So I smiled about it, but then I went online, and first of all my DMs were filled with people that couldn't get to Abby that were just like, oh, tell her congratulations. And I'm like, you know that she's never like, they've never gone to dinner or anything, right? Tell Abby congratulations. I'm so happy for Abby. So there was that, and then again, I was watching TMZ last night, and there's a girl in there, and she's literally fanning her face. Harvey is doing something with the TMZ team, and he's talking about one thing, and she's screaming in the background. Nobody even knows at this point what she's screaming about. She runs on a set, and she's almost crying. Oh my God, they're engaged! They're engaged! I mean, she's freaking out, right? So I want to ask you guys, and I want to make fun of you. I just find it really fascinating that you have a connection to some kind of celebrity that, in one way or another, has been mood-changing for you. Now, it could be something as exciting as this. It could be somebody that passed away, but it literally changed your day or your mood. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Now, I was trying to explain it into terms that people who don't really follow Taylor Swift will understand, but really, I mean, just for the last 20 years, because I've been listening to her since I was an infant at 8 years old, and hearing this person sing about their most intimate thoughts about wanting to have somebody to share life with, about wanting to have love, and watching them go through the ups and downs, and seeing her fall in love, and seeing her go through a devastating heartbreak, and seeing her think she found her person, but really after 6.5 years, it wasn't her person. And then she gets back with her situationship of 10 years. Like, it is sort of like watching this movie play out in the media or in her own art. And getting to see her have that happy ending just feels like a really beautiful conclusion.
But it doesn't feel like, I think when I look at celebrities, it's almost like me reading a book. It's like, it's not my life. It's fiction to me almost. So I don't get that invested in it because honestly, they feel like characters to me.
But I mean, but what makes it better is the fact that it is reality. So I think a lot of us who have followed her journey and who have felt the same things that Taylor has felt about wanting to find somebody, about thinking you're never going to find somebody, and seeing that it actually happened for someone and that it's not fake and it's not just a movie. I'm not saying their life is perfect, but to see that it's actually possible and it's out there if you just have the resilience and persistence and the perseverance to hang in there, like, it'll happen for you.
Have you never cried about characters in TV shows or movies?
Have I cried over somebody?
Not animals.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
See, so I have. So even though you know it's not real, you still become invested in these characters. And I 1,000% have like sobbed because of certain endings in TV shows and movies.
Oh, yeah. There was like, there was a Game of Thrones episode that left me like, I couldn't sleep afterwards because so many dramatic things happened. Mm-hmm. In, what was it, the Red Wedding or something like that? Uh-huh. But I didn't cry over it. The only thing that I can draw from is that when Muhammad Ali passed away, I did get to meet him in real life. And there was a connection between my dad and I, and we didn't have a lot of connection points, but we always watched Muhammad Ali box, right? And then I got to introduce Muhammad Ali to my kids. So there was that full circle. And when he passed away, I was a little sad about it, but there were no tears.
I think my theory is a lot of these parasocial relationships are like mine's Britney Spears, right? I love Britney. I remember Kristen interviewed her at the American Music Awards and I was literally hiding behind someone watching her. And Kristen facilitated like me meeting her and I burst into tears after, which was so embarrassing because all these big wigs were around, but I couldn't help it. But it's because I grew up listening to her and I attached myself to her as a child and I emulated her and she just was so cool. And then I think like listening to Abby talk about listening to Taylor when she's eight and you're going through these huge things in your life. And a lot of kids and teenagers find solace and escape in music. It's comforting. Yes. And so then those artists become like an emotional support for you almost. And that's why it becomes like, it's more than just a random celeb. It's not like I'm, you know, 40 and look at Halle Berry and I'm like, oh my God. But it's someone I feel like I grew up with who was there for me through my thick and thin, even though she didn't know it. And there's a bond there, even if it is one way.
And think about how beautiful this is. I mean, for 17 years, she's gone up on stage and she has sung the song Love Story, where people are getting engaged to the song. And she sings, he gets down on one knee and pulls out a ring and says, marry me. And she's looking at all these people having these happy endings to her songs and seeing that and wanting that for herself. And now she gets it. And I think to an extent, there's a part of all of us that follow her that see ourselves in Taylor too. So seeing her win kind of feels like a win for us too.
Here's Catherine. Catherine, all right. So we're talking about these relationships that you have with celebrities that don't know you exist, but you're very connected to them.
I have been obsessed with Harrison Ford since I was about 4 years old. I'm now 26. And I remember the day that his plane crash happened back in 2015, and I was a junior in high school, and I had to call out. My mom was totally okay. She understood why I couldn't go to school, but I was just bedridden. I felt sick to my stomach. It was awful, but I love that man so much.
What was it about? Is it a character that you attached yourself to, or was it? I mean, you were 4 years old when you started falling in love with him.
Indiana Jones.
Oh man, I get it. Indiana Jones was a huge crush for me growing up.
You get bonus points here, Catherine, if you know the exact day of that plane crash.
Oh, it was in March. Okay. Oh, I don't remember the day though. I know it was in March.
And for those of you that don't know, he survived.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did. Yeah.
Okay. Or she wouldn't be able to call today. India, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, I feel connected to Beyonce ever since. Really, I've been a Destiny's Child girly, and then when she went solo was really when the connection began. I've gone to just about every concert, even had the opportunity for her to stop, ask me what my name is, singing to the mic at what was the Verizon Center then. Her wedding when she got married to Jay-Z on April 8th. 2008. I was trying to go to the wedding, but it was at an undisclosed location, so that's the only reason why I wasn't there. Then we got pregnant with twins at the same time, right around the same time, so our due dates were about 2 weeks within one another. So we had a pregnancy pack too. So
when she got engaged to Jay-Z, did you cry like I have been seeing women cry over this engagement?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that was, it literally was a stop the day. It was probably as big as when Michael Jackson died, you know, different occasion, but still totally earth-shattering news where, you know, we needed all the details.
Yeah. India, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I'll take one more here. Hey, Summer, good morning. What celebrity is it that you're so connected to, the way they live, you live?
Miley Cyrus, when her and Liam Hemsworth got divorced, that took the biggest toll on me. I kid you not.
Like when you say biggest toll, are you talking about like calling in sick to work, don't want to talk to anybody?
Yeah. I think I was in college. I can't remember how long ago it was, but I think it was like my day off in college and I did have to go to work. Oh my God, I remember it precisely. And I called him and I was like, you guys, I'm sorry, I can't come in. I'm sick. I told my mom and my boyfriend at the time, and they were like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I haven't watching Miley since Hannah Montana days. Like, I felt like I needed to call her. So when Abby, like, said, oh, like, all of us, she's been with Taylor Swift since she's 6 years old. Like, I feel that connection with Miley. It's just, I get it. I get it, Abby. I totally get it.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Queen.
It does seem like all of these have the common denominator of you being connected as a kid.
Yes.
And then as you get older, you're so invested in their life that they do feel like friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just somebody that I'm watching on TikTok for the last year. I mean, this is somebody that has been a part of my life. Like, I don't think I've gone a week without listening to a Taylor Swift song since I was 8 years old. So when I say like the connection runs deep, it's because she's in my ear. She's constantly, like, I'm constantly listening to her music and letting her narrate my life through her own experiences.
If something happened to Taylor and you called in sick, I would get it. I would actually get it. I'd go, yeah, she can't do her job.
It would feel like a family member passed away.
Hey, Luis, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Thank you, man.
Good. So it wasn't me. It was my mom, who was a massive fan of Selena back in the 90s. And she actually had to take time off of work when the news came out that she was killed, because at the time she was pregnant with me. So she was afraid that that something could go wrong because of the stress level she was feeling because of it as a result.
Dang, is being connected right there. I appreciate you calling. All right, since we just talked about Taylor and Travis, let's go ahead and talk about Taylor and Travis.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I don't know if you heard the news or not.
What's up?
Did you guys hear that Taylor and Travis are engaged?
When did they? This is news to me. When did they even start dating?
Well, this is really exciting because they started dating about 2 years ago.
Really?
They got engaged, according to Ed Kelsey, Travis's dad, about 2 weeks ago at his home at Lee's somewhere in Missouri. He set up a garden in his backyard and people are losing their mind. And by people, I mean Swifties. Swifties are losing their minds because it looks exactly like a photo shoot she did during her Lover era, which is an album she wrote while she was with that other guy that she was with for 6.5 years. It's this beautiful garden of just pink peonies and ranunculus and all these beautiful pink flowers kind of blooming in the secret garden type looking place. And we're like, oh my God, did he recreate the Lover garden from her Lover era to like redo this memory she has? So all of her bad memories of love are now painted over with the love she has with Travis.
I actually think he spent more money on flowers than he did the ring.
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me. It was stunning.
Can I be a little bit of a party pooper?
No, shut up, Cassie.
I just have a little theory. This, something's giving me the ick a little bit. It's weird to me that she's announcing a new album and then all of a sudden, you know, we got the announcement and the news cycle starts to die down a little bit. You know, she went on New Heights, announced it, dropped photos. Okay, it's tailoring off. And then, engagement!
Just
a couple of weeks before the album drops.
She's the biggest superstar in the world. I just don't feel like she needs that. I don't feel like she operates.
You would be so dumb not to use that as part of your marketing tactic for album sales.
Exactly, which is why I'm not mad at her about it.
I'm not. It's brilliant, but it's giving me like the ick, not for her, but just about the engagement. Like, whose idea was it to get proposed to at this time? Like, was her team part of it? Did they say, hey, that's great that you're going to propose. Could you do it during this time when we're announcing the new album? Like, I wonder if those conversations were had.
So I actually have an answer for that, because Travis wasn't supposed to propose until this week, according to his dad, when he did an interview with Cleveland 5 News. So random. So I guess he had said that Taylor was getting a little antsy and was wondering like when this was happening. And I guess she was like, come on, like propose to me. So I guess Travis wanted to some big grand gesture. So I don't know if he had to dial it down a little bit, but whatever he did, he just did like a garden in the backyard of his estate in Missouri.
Have you seen that pad, by the way?
Oh, it's huge. It's literally a castle.
I saw an aerial view of that or drone shot of it last night. Is he living that thing by himself?
What? No, with Taylor and her cats.
There's only two people in that compound?
I'm sure they have like a house manager or whatever.
Crazy. Anyway, go ahead.
But apparently they were getting ready to go out to dinner. They were hanging out at his estate. And he was like, oh, let's go grab a glass of wine before we go out to dinner. And instead of just getting a glass of wine, he took her out back and proposed with the 8-carat old mine, brilliant cut, elongated cushion on a gold band designed by a Jacksonville native, which is where I'm from, but based in Manhattan. It costs $550,000.
What does old mine mean?
It's a specific cut. It's how they used to do it in the 19th and 18th centuries. So the facets aren't quite as like small. So they're kind of like these, I don't know how to describe it, but it just looks a little bit more vintage than the classic brilliant cut that you would see in a typical diamond, where it kind of goes, it just kind of reflects the light a little bit differently, if that makes sense. It's really beautiful. It's been on my Pinterest for years. And then Taylor Swift had to get proposed to before me.
What if she has a secret Pinterest account and saw your pin and that's the reason why?
I told you guys that this was more than a parasocial relationship. She knows who I am deep down. Sure. And she saw all my saved pins and all of my saved Instagram posts. And she was like, you know what? Abby has really great taste.
Yeah, this is a big day for you. You can have all this.
This is a really big deal for me. Really,
I'm not going to be cynical old guy. You take out all of it.
What is there to be cynical about?
Because everything you just said is not true.
Yeah. It is true. She's on the internet. Like, she's actually low-key, I'll defend this, known for low-key stalking her fans, and that's how the invites get sent out to secret listening parties, right? And she replies to people and will do surprise and delights with her fans. And I've seen fans say, Taylor remembered my name and referenced something that I posted online. And obviously, it's probably PR briefing her, but I really think she's like on there reblogging stuff on Tumblr, liking posts. So I think there is an actual realistic chance that she could have seen Abby's pin on Pinterest and been like, bet that's going to be my ring.
I actually think she's a listener of the Breakup Breakdown as well, based off of a song lyric she has in her song Labyrinth for the Midnight's album.
Ooh, what's the song lyric?
Breakup, Breakthrough, Breakdown. And I'm like, oh, so maybe she heard my podcast name and it inspired a lyric.
Take it all today. I'm sure it's true.
Let me have this bird. Yes, I'm never going to meet my favorite capitalist Barbie.
Yes, take it today, but tomorrow, man, I'm going to hit you with some reality.
So rude.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, we are going to have to go down memory lane here for a couple of minutes from, what was this, just a couple of weeks ago, right?
Not even, I don't think. Addison hit us up, and she has had a terrible time on the dating apps with inappropriate messages. Dudes that are just crass, gross, rude, unhinged. And she had seen something on social media that inspired her, and it was another woman talking about, there should be a game show where there's three moms and a woman, a young woman who's out in the dating world comes out and says, hey, which one of your sons sent me this? She reads off the crass DMs and the moms have to guess which one of their baby boys was rude enough to send it. So she, Addison, shared with us and what these men had written her. And then Tommy hunted down their moms one by one. And every day we had a different mom on and Addison would read whatever inappropriate message she had received.
They were all pretty bad. One was really personal, though. Was like really going for like the soul.
For the jugular, man.
Yeah, going for the jugular. And that dude is very upset at us and is very upset at Addison as well.
Yeah, because we know this guy to be really like non-defensive. He keeps his words to himself. Yeah, it makes sense.
So we're going to get Addison on first here. And this dude wants to take, I think, shots at us and he wants at Addison also. So we're going to have to make a game time decision. Hey, Addison.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Did you hear from any of the guys in which we called their moms?
No, not directly.
Okay. Well, you're about to in a second. So the dude that hit you up and said all those really, really nasty things, of course you remember that one. It was just personal line after personal line. It was really, really nasty.
Well, let's go ahead. So for those that may have missed it, this is when Addison was on with us originally, right? And this is her reading the message she received from him to this guy's mom.
Hey, good morning, Lucille.
Hi.
I want to introduce you to Addison.
So I politely declined a date with your son. His response was, let me guess, your friends hype you up as the catch of the group, but in reality, they only bring you out so you can make them look better. You think you're intimidating men, but really you're just exhausting them. You'll never find someone who checks all your boxes because your list is longer than your dating history, and both are embarrassing.
I love my son, but he has a huge chip on his shoulders about women, just like his father who cheated on me. I'm not surprised. I'm really not.
The fact she wasn't surprised surprised me.
Yeah, I was surprised by her non-surprise. Right.
So, Addison, the dude there, are we giving him a specific name?
We're just calling him Alex.
Alex.
To protect his
identity. Do you have a name?
Oh, I have several names for Alex.
All right. So, Alex reached out, and he is very upset that you reached out, that we reached out, and he wants to tell his side of the story. So, we would like to give you this option. This dude was clearly nasty to you. This also, by the way, was just a, we were just talking about this, how like maybe this is the reason why women do ghost, mm-hmm. is because when they are honest, they get this.
It's for sure a valid reason. And I've definitely had this thought before because I've had this experience where you're just trying to say, hey, I just don't think this is the relationship for me. And they hear, well, you're ugly and I don't want to date you and you're a loser. So then they start getting defensive and come at you. So it's just a terrifying experience all around.
All right. So this dude is on hold and he is ready to go. Would you like to be part of this conversation or would you just like to listen in? That's your call. Personally, I think you should protect yourself.
I think that I just want to listen in because I really have no desire to speak to him. I think it just shows what kind of person he is and that he is a little maybe unhinged because he reached out to you guys afterwards. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't have any desire to talk to him.
We may be totally wrong.
We could be.
We may be just like, you know, hey, you. And he might be like, hey, you guys, thanks a lot for opening my eyes.
Yes. I now see the error in my ways.
Yes.
You think we're taking this guy to rehabilitation?
He's like, changed man.
Radio rehabilitation.
Right.
Oh, that's a good segment.
Oh, we got to create a bit around that.
We have to.
Yeah.
I did a good thing. Yeah.
All right. So, Addison, we're going to do this in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
So, hang with us for a minute. And when we come back, we will get Alex on and he can tell us exactly how he's feeling about this whole thing.
Great.
Next on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right. So, Alex is on hold and I'm assuming that his attitude will be as consistent as his message to Addison.
But you're making an assumption.
But I'm making an assumption right there. Mm-hmm. Once again, if you weren't listening, Addison for a couple of days there got our help to reach out to the mothers of guys online that were really, really rude to her. We did that. One was quite honestly verbally abusive to her.
I mean, yeah, he really decided to take every word he's ever thought ill of anybody ever and just throw it at her girl, Allison. I mean, he was feeling very poetic. He was waxing the poetry and it makes me want to, you know, call him something mean like Edgar Allan Ho.
Edgar
You're such a bad girl. Wow, you're such a bad girl.
Are you slipping under the table right now?
As you should.
She is the Homer Simpson meme right
now. Edgar Allan, no.
Hey, Edgar Allan, yo. It wasn't that bad.
Time of death.
How about Edgar Allan, go out of the studio?
can I Edgar Allan go back home?
Please. All right. So, Addison, you said before you don't want to hear from this guy. So, we're going to put you on hold. We'll pick up. We'll start talking to Alex, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. You guys ready for Alex?
Yep.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey.
Here we are. Here you are. So, yep. You know exactly what happened. We called your mom. We read her the message. Your mom wasn't surprised. So, what you got?
Honestly, the whole thing's just messed up. Like, I'm just out here trying to reach out to a girl, tell her that I think she's hot and that I'd like to meet up. And then all of a sudden this blows up into like, you know, guys are gross. Guys are, you know, inappropriate, disrespectful to women. It's like women are always talking about how they want guys to approach them. They want guys to approach them in a bar or whatever and, like, invite them on a date, like, be the ones to take initiative. Here I am taking initiative and then getting, like, smacked in the face for it, not only by this gal that I don't even know, like, making up stories about me, and then, like, you guys had to reach out to my mom.
Okay. What story did she make up about you?
That I'm, like, sort of, like, predator or something.
No, nobody said you were a predator. We just said you were an a-hole. All right, now listen to me here, all right?
Two very different things.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are two different things. So, you know what? I apologize for saying that, Alex. This is your side of the story, and you were more than, like, to share your side of the story. You wrote this, right? Like, you wrote this to Addison. You wrote, let me guess, your friends hyped you up as the quote-unquote catch of the group, but in reality, they only bring you out so you can make them look better. You think you're intimidating men when you're really just exhausting them. You'll never find someone who checks all your boxes because your list is longer than your dating history and both are embarrassing. I can see the generational disappointment in your face. Bet your parents are wondering why they wasted tuition money on you when you're just going to end up with some guy who cheats on you at his work Christmas party. I hope you spend the rest of your days miserable and alone. Oh, wait, you already are. Alex, did you write that?
Yeah, I wrote it. But compared to my message, she was way out of line.
Okay, well then please, by all means, sir, you have the floor. What made her out of line?
Just the fact that she assumed all these things about me that aren't true. Like just saying like I'm, you know, aggressive, that I'm, you know, some sort of like, I don't know, I guess everybody's using the word asshole, not who I am.
Okay, well, you may not be an asshole, but this was definitely asshole behavior. And if she called you aggressive, it's because your message to her was aggressive.
Mm-hmm. What about telling her that she's probably going to end up with somebody who's going to cheat on her at his office Christmas party? Doesn't read as aggressive to you.
I mean, who knows? That could happen. I mean, it's likely. It's the way things are today.
When you heard all of those words that we just recited back to you, there is nothing about that that you would take. You have no remorse about that at all.
I mean, you should see the message she sent to me.
What did she send?
Just that not to reach out to her anymore. Like I'm some sort of like jerk just for saying she's hot.
Did this text say, please don't reach out to me anymore? Or did she call you a jerk? Because that's your interpretation.
I don't have it in front of me. I don't know.
She didn't call you a jerk. She said it wasn't happening for her. That's all.
Yeah, you're saying she's making all these assumptions about you, saying she's assuming you're an a-hole, but we have evidence that you're being an a-hole, whereas you're just making the assumption that she thinks you're a creep when she never once said that.
I mean, everybody's making assumptions. Nobody knows me. You guys don't know me. She doesn't know me. Like, everybody's making assumptions. Like, I could be, like, the love of her life.
No, you can't. That's not an assumption. We absolutely know you can't because she wouldn't hang out with somebody disrespectful like this. Do you think that this was disrespectful?
I mean, it was heated.
We're not going to get accountability. Alex, what about your mother's thoughts?
I mean, they're completely unfounded.
Well, really?
Well, I know some parental relationships can be strained, and we're not going to make assumptions on what kind of relationship you have with your parents, but I would think your mom probably knows you pretty well, having raised you, and she thinks you have a chip on your shoulder when it comes to women. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, she's got her own hang-ups, you know, her own crap. So, like,
okay.
You can't trust half the things come out of her mouth. So, like, you don't know her. You're reaching out for her take on it, but you don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, you just need to grow up. I mean, the words here, even your mom, who does probably know you pretty damn well, says that this isn't shocking to her. It's time for you to grow up. You're like one of these victim dudes, right? That tries to inflict pain, doesn't take any responsibility whatsoever. At some point or another, you're going to have to grow up. You're going to have to take a look at yourself and go, I'm an a-hole, and it's time for me to change.
Right. Yeah, you guys don't know anything about me.
What we do know, we don't like. How's that?
Sounds great.
Okay. Good talk.
Being a victim is very unsexy, okay? This is coming from a lady. Don't be a victim. You're going to die alone.
And miserable and alone. Oh, yeah. Wait, you already are. Goodbye.
Suddenly he's out of words.
There he goes.
I think Edgar Allan Poe would have handled that differently.
Too bad he wasn't here. We only had Edgar Allan Poe.
No. I think he was Edgar Allan, woe is me.
Hey, Addison, did you hear all that?
Girl, how do you...
I did.
This guy, right?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Pretty validated and not wanting to see him.
Yeah, the problem here is, you know, also that mom said dad's just like this also. I don't know where this guy learns the lesson that... I don't know how he breaks this cycle. Clearly, he's got an attitude. He's a victim. He's done nothing wrong. He's got an answer for everything. I don't know who comes along in his life and changes this for him.
Well, unfortunately, he's going to find a girl who's willing to put up with this behavior, and they're just going to make each other miserable for 30 to 40 years. And then he's going to have a chip on his shoulder about marriage and all that.
It does make me realize what you guys were talking about earlier about like dudes just lashing out when they get any kind of rejection at all. I would be scared too.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And that's like somebody had the most brilliant analogy that I'm going to have to find because I know I'm going to butcher it. And it's a woman that has, she explains things to her husband and it's like the pink pill something or other. And he's always flabbergasted and floored at some of the things that women have to endure or how long it took for certain things to happen for women. And one of those things is when it comes to why they chose the bear over the man. And that when that, you know, wait, you're in the woods, are you going to choose the bear or the man? And everybody, all the women were choosing the bear, right? And I get that men don't want to be put into this box where like all men are evil, all men are bad, all men treat women poorly. We know that's not the case. I have a husband that treats me like gold. Like I,
and you don't even deserve it.
Exactly. WTF, man. He gets nothing, literally nothing in return. Why he does it, I have no idea. But I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry, but I'm going to try.
I'm with you.
So she was talking to her husband, trying to explain the like the not all men mentality, right? And she's like, we get that. But here's the thing. Not all ticks have Lyme disease, but we know there are ticks that do have Lyme disease. So you're going to stay clear. Like just knowing that, that there's a possibility out there, you're going to avoid ticks at all costs so you don't get Lyme disease. So for women, no, not all men are abusive or, you know, are going to tear you down or going to prey on you, etc. But we know there are men out there like that. Therefore, you are going to come in with hesitation because you don't know which ones have the Lyme disease and which ones don't.
What does that have to do with a bear?
So the bear was in the woods hanging out with the ticks.
If the bear was in the woods,
the bear.
You know
no,
what?
It's because she was trying to
any
explain.
Any segment, we should have a one analogy maximum.
No, but it's because like he couldn't. They couldn't understand why women chose the bear, and it's like
because the bear has Lyme disease. Clearly,
the bear doesn't have Lyme disease. The men might.
I thought Edgar Allan Poe had the Lyme disease.
thank you, Edgar Allan for show.
Get it, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, tension in the studio. Tension in the studio.
Tension in the stew.
Always enthusiastic.
So a couple of weeks ago, I brought a little debate and argument, if you will, about my boyfriend and sharing locations. Mm. It was like a couple of weeks ago. And I was asking you guys to weigh in. And you were very wise and concise, and you gave me the answer I was seeking, which was, So I'm hoping.
I told you to break up with him, but then I met him.
And
I like him way more than
and
you.
And you told him to break up with me.
Yeah, he's awesome. What is he doing with you?
No,
So he was, he was following your location, but you weren't? No, it was the other way around.
I gave him my location. He refused to give me his.
Yep.
Fine, whatever.
Okay.
I know.
Does he still not?
He still doesn't. Whoa. No, I don't have it.
That's actually crazy.
He's clearly cheating on you.
I'm gonna have to think have a talk with him. Either cheating on me or buying like an exorbitant amount of Pokemon cards and too much, too much for our relationship.
So there's an imbalance here. It's just some kind of imbalance. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. So that was a separate debate. But this one today that I'm bringing to the table, I am actually way, way more passionate about. And it is about memes. So I am going to give you guys a quick scenario. Kristen?
Yeah.
I DM you a TikTok of bunnies jumping on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little bunnies. Are they AI? Maybe.
They are.
In this scenario, you have already seen this video on your feed. How do you respond to me in the chat?
I would heart it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd hit you up and be like, you know me so well.
That's because you have a heart of gold, you're kind and compassionate, and a decent person.
Fake!
No! Which part is fake?
Oh, that's so funny, you know me so well. I've already seen this thing. But you can't get a laugh twice. All right, continue, we'll get there.
So you, as the boyfriend, would say, hey, I've already seen that?
I'll make it more aggressive.
But nothing about what Kristen said was untrue. It was, haha, true. She found it funny, and you know me so well. Also true.
She's not laughing at it twice. She gave you a fake laugh.
Who actually thinks anyone is lolling? When you write LOL, do you think I'm sitting here being like, hur, hur,
hur. I don't give out my LOLs very easy.
One, I never LOL'd. I never said it made me laugh. Mm-hmm. It's bunnies jumping on a trampoline.
You said, ha ha.
No, I think I said, ha. She hearted it.
Dang. Mm-hmm. All right, continue with your argument.
No, I'm defending myself here.
Why do you hate women?
Yeah, seriously.
Can't stand them.
Been asking.
I hearted it, and then I respond, you know me so well, because that is a video I did not watch once. I did not watch twice. I watched it probably a dozen times because it made my heart happy.
So you'd say you love that video?
No, I said I hearted it.
Yeah.
And I
heart is love.
Yeah, and then I will respond back to her.
Do you love the video?
Absolutely, I love the video. That's true, because it's something I've seen and I enjoyed, so I'm going to heart it and be like, you know me so well that this is something I would enjoy, and I probably have seen it before, but who cares?
You know what, Mikey? Call me fake, because if I got one of those from Amanda and I had seen it before and I didn't even think that it was funny, if she thought that I was going to think it was funny, it was thoughtful enough for me to just love it and say probably what Kristen did. You know what? As I've said before, relationships at 100% honesty, too much.
This is going really well for me.
Fly in at about 98, 99.
It's like somebody giving you a gift and you open it and you'd be like, I already got that. Just accept it and exchange it or do something with it later.
That's true. I agree with you on the gift one. But a gift, they put a lot of work into that. They weren't scrolling through Instagram and click two buttons and expected you to just give everything up for them. No. Like, you didn't earn anything. You didn't make this.
You're outraged.
So what do you say? She sends you the bunnies on trampoline.
You want to know my system?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull it up. Here is my system.
Wait. Give him a backtrack. Give him his ambiance. No, say your testimony.
Okay, here we go. I have a system on Instagram DMs. If I haven't seen it and it's not funny, no response. If I haven't seen it and it's kind of funny, that's when you do the heart. If it's hilarious, I send a laughing emoji. I don't react with a laughing emoji. I send one. If I have seen it, I simply respond, seen it.
Oh.
Because you, my friend, have added nothing to my life. It's not your fault. You had no idea. But that does not earn you a pity laugh. That's a fact. You've added nothing.
This is a man that's digging in. This man is 100% honest.
You're a miserable human being.
I'm fun. I like I'm fun.
Nothing about that sounded remotely fun.
I'm fun. Nobody else likes me. But I'm fun.
I've got a good system going. And I'll explain my system. And then people understand how I DM with them. I got a system.
Okay. Here's the thing, Mikey. So you understand, like, it's not always about the actual video. It's about the fact that someone thought of you and was like, Mikey would probably like this. And if you've already seen it, that means they know you as well as the algorithm does, which is kind of like a feat, honestly. Yes.
I'm not searching for validation. Here's the thing is I don't get DMs from a lot of people. There's three. It's my girlfriend sends way too many. It's this one friend I have that I haven't hung out with in like 2 years, 20 a day. He gets nothing anymore. It could be the funniest thing I've seen. He gets nothing. He's blacklisted.
I will say this, and this could take us in a different direction. There is a sweet spot on how many we should be getting.
One a month.
Because at some point or another, no, that's way not nearly enough. It's like, not. I'd be offended if I only got one a month from Amanda. I think it's very endearing.
With girlfriend, it's different. Yeah.
If she sends me two a day. Mm-hmm. Two.
That's a good number.
Maybe even three. After that, three's max.
Some of y'all have never sat on the toilet and sent 10 in a row to your husband, obviously.
But at some point, you reach the saturation point.
Yeah.
You get just tuckered out.
So what are we deciding here? That your boyfriend?
I had the whole thing written out, but honestly, you guys kind of just gave my argument for me. Yeah, Mikey is ungrateful. His girlfriend should leave him. Yeah. It's amazing that his girlfriend sees a meme of Leah Michelle not being able to read and thinks of him to send it to him.
Two people who can't read.
Exactly. This is a priceless experience. So you guys are on my side, and I feel very comfortable with that.
The crux of my argument here. You don't deserve the credit for my laugh if I've already seen it and it's something you didn't create. You stole something from somebody and want credit. Me to...
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I'm on Mikey's side.
Yeah! Thank you!
Here's the thing. I'm down the middle. I'm Switzerland because when I receive a reel that I've seen 1,500 times, in my head I go, you don't deserve a laugh from me. I've seen this 200
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
But because I'm a decent human being with social skills,
yes.
I respond accordingly.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a good example here. I wrote this one completely out because it's bulletproof. Ready? Here is my final example. This one is going to hit close to home for you, Rebecca.
Oh, great.
You guys may not know this, but Rebecca is one of the nation's top consumers of shrimp-related memes.
That's true.
Do you guys know about that?
Yes. I did not.
Big shrimp girl right here.
Okay. I love shrimp.
She and her boyfriend, big shrimp people.
We share a lot of shrimp memes between the two of us.
She's probably gained at least 100,000 comment karma on Reddit just from shrimp memes alone.
There is a shrimp meme subreddit that I am a big part of.
What's the draw? It's like big shrimping.
It's like their love language.
We bonded on our first date over our love of shrimp cocktails.
Big shrimping. That's how she did memes.
That's how she got so skinny. She just eats shrimp cocktails all the time.
And I'm kind of pink now.
Continue on.
Now riddle me this, Rebecca.
Okay.
You've seen hundreds of thousands of shrimp memes.
Yes.
I send you the first one you've ever seen. The feeling inside of you has got to be like, this is so worn out. I saw this 3 years ago. You would not like that.
Do you know how
many... You're going to send me a fake laugh?
I'm telling you one thing right now. Do you know how many times I have received the same exact moo dang meme? Probably upwards of 800 times. And every time, because I am a person with social decorum, mm-hmm. I live in society, I am a kind and compassionate person, I always say, ha 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 ha, this is amazing. Thank you for sending it to me. And a little heart.
That's
because
different.
I'm kind.
They were all
different.
For me.
If it's the first time you've ever DM'd with a person, yeah, you give them the benefit of the doubt. If they're always doing it to you, then you know.
Stop right now. You're going to need to bleep me because I'm getting fired up. Do you know how many times I've received the same f***ing manatee video over and over and over again? And do you know how much I love that f***ing manatee video and I watch it every single time? And I love, lots of people think of me when they see manatees and they send me f***ing manatee videos. And I learn it every time! Be a person that gets joy!
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
That pretty much covers it, I guess.
I think I popped a vein in my head.
You as fired up today as Cassie was yesterday. Now, Snoop.
You think your Daxify is so strong we can't even see the vein in your forehead. Shout out Dr. E.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.